Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A recent survey by Gallup found that 4 out of 5 Americans think false information online is the biggest problem facing the media. Scientific American called it an infodemic, spreading like a virus and just as harmful. People are entitled to their own opinions, but none of us are entitled to our own facts. This misinformation gains momentum and credibility when it's repeated by people of influence and power. In mid-August, Scientific American published an article titled 9 COVID Myths That Just Won't Go Away, written by Tanya Lewis. I've heard people say COVID is just like a flu or the cold. This is just not true, but people like to believe it and they like to say it. The Centers for Disease Control estimate that the flu causes roughly 12,000 to 60,000 deaths every year. There have been over 196,000 coronavirus deaths in the U.S. so far, and we have 3 more months to go. We have vaccines for the flu. Sometimes we have partial immunity from the flu. COVID is just not the flu. I've also heard people say that coronavirus death counts are inflated so that hospitals can make more money. Hospitals get paid for the care they deliver, not the code on the death certificate. Hospitals do not get paid when people die. The cause of death on a death certificate does not determine reimbursement for the doctor, the hospital, or the coroner. Some coroners have received extra money for coronavirus deaths to purchase refrigerator units to serve as temporary morgues. The Denver Post did an in-depth investigation. They found hospitals do receive a higher reimbursement for care delivered to patients who test positive for COVID-19 if those patients are on Medicare. This reimbursement increase is due to the fact that COVID patients require more work, often respirators, and Medicare still provides less reimbursement than the cost of delivering the care. The Denver Post found hospital deaths in Colorado were up 20% over last year due to COVID, and, if anything, cases are underreported. Healthcare workers are risking their lives and the lives of their loved ones by caring for COVID-positive patients. They are not shoving respirators down people's throats to make more money. People seem to think the worst is over by the way they act. In early August, a couple got married in Maine with 65 guests. No masks, no social distancing from the guests or the staff. That little wedding has become a super spreader event, infecting another 175 people and causing 7 deaths. But you might not believe that. You might have what our president calls herd mentality. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.